We just discussed many different techniques for applying person-centered approaches in a way you and your staff interact with the people you support. So how do you support your staff to truly do the work of seeing a person for who they truly are and what they want and desire? One of the ways is to take person-centered approaches from knowledge to action through training. How do you train your staff? Do you follow up on training that they have taken a day later, a week later, or even a month later? Another technique is to help staff be involved and engaged with people. Have conversations with your staff about how engaged they are in meeting a person's goals. Do you see your staff often checked out? Or the opposite? Are your staff so focused on all their to-dos that they seem to not be truly in the moment or present? Think of the ways that you can support them to be in the moment. Take a few things off their plate so they can enjoy working together and connecting with the person. Promoting valuable relationship building activities goes hand in hand with being engaged. What kind of relationship do your staff have with the people they support? Pay attention to how well different staff work with the different people. Just like how you have coworkers or people you connect with and work best with, the same is true for staff and the people you support. Find ways to help build strong relationships and improve relationships that might need work. A huge part of applying person-centered approaches is thinking about things in a new way. When you are person-centered, you are creative. How do you encourage new ideas and creativity at your company? Creativity can't just be demanded during certain skill sets. If you are fostering creativity in non-conventional ways through team building activities, staff appreciation, or through your company culture, you will find creativity becoming a part of everything you do. If you want staff to apply these ideas, they have to understand that it is okay and expected that they take initiative. Sometimes staff are unsure of where their responsibilities lie. Perhaps use some person-centered tools to help them understand their role and expectations. And last, think about your company's mission and vision and how that interacts with the ideas of being person-centered. If you want to be successful in achieving the work that your company has set out to do, you need a team that is going to make this happen. What is the teamwork at your company like? If you have a strong team, there will be a feeling of being united and working together to really do the work you have set out to do. Which of these actions do you want to work on first?